This piece was brought to you by S. Wallace Edwards & Sons, SurreyFarms.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Health. Pesticides and genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, are two hot topics in the agricultural conversation within the food movement. In most cases, the companies that produce one also produce the other, meaning first they help create the problem and then fulfill the need for a solution. What makes this such a daunting landscape is the high frequency at which a number of agricultural staples like corn and soy have been treated with pesticides and genetically modified. Tom Philpott, the founder of Maverick Farms and one-time senior food writer for Grist.com, discussed the topic on episode 102 of What Doesn't Kill You.
It has to be said over and over again that the same companies that produce GMO seeds are also the dominant producers of pesticides, and by that I mean herbicides and insecticides, on the planet. These are huge companies like Syngenta, like the most famous one of all, Monsanto, like Dow mm-hmm. Chemical, DuPont.
Right.
You know, all these companies have a big foot in both of those fields. And as a result of that, I think the way that the technology has been used has been essentially for insecticidal or weed suppression purposes. And so, you know, basically you've got two traits on the market. You've got crops that are engineered to withstand herbicides. And so what that means is that, you know, when farmers plant their crops, when farmers plant, you know, Roundup Ready corn, as it's called, they're able to spray the herbicide Roundup on it even after the crop has emerged.
Right.
It doesn't hurt the crop, but it kills all the weeds. And the other trait is DT, which is a naturally occurring pesticide. It's a soil microbe that kills certain bugs. And these companies have isolated a gene from it and put it into corn and cotton. And the corn and cotton plants themselves kill certain bugs, and so they're engineered for their own with their own pesticide. And these are the two ways that they've been used so far, and they've been used over a huge expanse of farmland.
Farmers have become dependent upon pesticides that even GMO crops are building a resistance to over time, meaning it's not working.
Meanwhile, you know, this is happening, and we're hearing about, you know, we're going to have crops that have higher yields. We're going to have crops
yeah.
that use less nitrogen. We're going to have crops that can grow in salt tolerant, you know, in salty soil. We're going to use less crops, like you say, that are drought tolerant, that
right.
can survive with less water. And these promises are still being made today. We're still hearing about this, you know, down the road, we're going to be getting this stuff. And I am beginning to wonder if we ever are.
Farmers are finding themselves trapped in a cycle of dependency, relying on these products, which ultimately limits their options for crop diversity and dramatically reduces the possibility of breaking the cycle. Meanwhile, the GMO and pesticide companies are benefiting from a dependent customer base, which converts directly to dollars. For more on this topic, check out episode 102 of What Doesn't Kill You, which airs live every Monday at noon. I'm Brianna Kurtz for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org is a 501c3 nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To find out more and donate, visit our website at HeritageRadioNetwork.org or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, iTunes, and Stitcher for more. Thanks for listening.